We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Hopefully running against Ned Lamont. We're glad to have him on the show. Mr. Stefanowski, good morning.
Good morning, Brian. Call me Bob, please.
Bob,
how are you doing?
I'm well. So listen, we don't have a ton of time. I might as well jump right into it. You know, what is going to get you the 45,000 plus votes that you didn't get last time around?
Well, you know, there's a famous Ronald Reagan quote when he was running against Carter, Brian, where he says, "Do you feel better off than you were 4 years ago?" And I think when voters get to the booth in November, after 2 years of Joe Biden and 4 years of Governor Lamont, I don't think there's going to be a lot of people that feel that Connecticut's better off. Now, we got great people. We got really smart, industrious. We got universities. We got a great location. But you take any metric, Brian, whether it's unemployment, whether it's energy prices, and the people were the worst or near the bottom in the entire country. I think Governor Lamont seems to be a nice person. I think he's trying. But the bottom line is when you're at the head, especially when you've had emergency authority for 2 years and you've been the sole person in control, I think voters are going to have to hold them accountable for performance. And we're going to come in with a plan. We're going to come in. I've been turning around organizations for 30 years. I'm a very good leader. We're going to give some energy. We're giving some hope to people, and we're going to win the election. We're going to turn it around, Brian.
You know, assuming, you know, what you say that resonates with a lot of people, you still have an incumbent with a balanced budget and a huge surplus. Now, even if it's just because of stock appreciation and federal money, you know, that the budgetary story to be told is not a weak one at the moment, even if it's based on metrics that aren't natural organic growth.
As you expect, I'll disagree with that. We've got an incumbent who raised taxes in his first term in office by one of the biggest tax increases we've seen in a while on everything from prepared foods. He wants to add a tax on gas to make it even more expensive than it already is. We've received $6 billion of COVID money from the feds, yet people are waiting in line for 2, 3, 4 hours for basic testing kits. I don't know where that money's gone, Brian, but one of the things I'm going to do when I win is I'm going to hire an inspector general, and I'm going to find out where every dime of that money was spent. We're going to audit every department of the state of Connecticut. We're going to root out things like we saw in West Haven with someone taking $600,000 of money that was meant to go to help people struggling with COVID, and that official bought poker chips with it. And we're going to run this state like a business and have some accountability, because this is our money up there, Brian. It's not the government's money. It's our money, and we need to treat it that way.
Bob Stefanowski here on Brian & Company, running for the Republican nomination. Obviously, the Republican primary in August, you assume Themis Claridis is going to run, Susan Petrocelli Regan. How do you have to win that first. I mean, how do you separate yourselves from them?
Well, we're comfortable with where we are, Brian. First thing is, it's hard to win a statewide election first time out. It took Governor Lamont 3 times. It took Dan Malloy 2 times. We've got name recognition. I learned a lot the first time around. We've spent a ton of time since the last election. We handed out, with your help, your station's help, we handed out 1.6 million surgical masks to people across the state. We spent time in the cities. I've learned about the issues. We've got a comprehensive plan this time around. It's not just about tax reform. We've got some plans to get crime down, which is absolutely out of control. And I'm going to change the culture up there. A big part of leadership is culture. And when you've got people drinking in the Capitol building and testifying, you know, under the influence, and you've got people in West Haven taking COVID money, that to me says you don't have the right culture. And that's what we're going to bring, the right leadership, the right discipline, a positive and accountable culture. And that's what people of Connecticut, when I travel around, Brian, that's what they're looking for. They don't have it right now, and that's why they're going to make a change.
Now, we have obviously so many more things to talk about than we can squeeze into 3 or 4 minutes left, so we hope to have you back to talk about some of those specific policies and specific plans, but we have some time on that. The question I have for you in closing, I think, Bob, is, you know, it's an interesting place, Connecticut, New England Republicans, right? So you have to get moderates and independents on board to win the general. You have a Republican Party where you know, there's the base, the Trump base, and then you have to appeal to people that aren't necessarily in step with them. My first question is, how do you balance that?
Well, first of all, you got to go with what you believe, right? And I think what I believe lines up with what people in Connecticut want. I believe in lower taxes. I believe in smaller government. I believe in supporting education and having parents have a say in education. I believe the number one role of government is to keep people safe. It's not happening right now, so that's exactly what we're going to do. I agree, and to the extent you can, giving people the liberty to do what they need to do. Government should be helping people. Right now, the residents of Connecticut feel like they're working for government, and that's the reverse of the way it should be. Government represents us. They should be putting our interest before, or their interest behind ours. And it's the way I've led my career for 30 years, and it's what we're going to do in Connecticut. And I think the Democrats have a flawed product right now, Brian. The Republicans have the right product. We just need to do a better job of articulating. And you saw it in Virginia, and you almost saw it in New Jersey. People are tired of it, and they're ready to make a change.
Have you been in touch with Donald Trump or his people, and are you actively seeking his endorsement?
I've never been in touch with Donald Trump. I've never met the man. Joe Biden is the elected president of the United States. The Capitol thing was a horrible incident. The people who were anyone, any level who was held responsible, who's found guilty of that should be held responsible. But it's time to move on, Brian. It was a year ago. We're looking forward. We've got record high inflation, the highest we've had it in 40 years. We've got the second highest taxes in Connecticut. I'm running to be governor of Connecticut. The people of Connecticut are struggling. I'm looking forward, and we're going to fix it. We're going to win this election, and we're going to fix it. The Democrats are going to try to do everything they possibly can to look in the rearview mirror and talk about hypothetical elections and the character of people that are no longer involved. We're going to focus on the character of the people that are involved, the leadership of the people that are involved, and more importantly, what I'm going to bring that contrasts with the failure in leadership we have right now, both at a state level and a national level.
You know, we're out of time, but you know, I'd like to come back. I want to talk about your plan for crime, the taxation, the budget surplus. There's a whole, you know, you ran on the income tax, you know, mainly last time, but you've broadened your agenda, and I'd love to go a little bit more into the policy aspect of it. So, can you come back again soon? I hope.
I will absolutely come back. You name it, and I'm on.
All right, Bob Stefanowski. Thank you. Have a great day, Bob.
Okay, Brian, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Bob Stefanowski, Republican candidate for the Republican nomination for governor, and then he hopes to go on to the general election to run against Ned Lamont.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.